the final warning. Full of trust in God, Noah went to work. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, his three sons, helped him in the great project. They carried out the orders Noah had been given. The four men cut down large trees in the woods and chopped them into strong beams and planks. They brought the wood to the site where the ark was to be built. Day after day, week after week, year after year, the work went on. Measuring, fitting, hammering, cutting, trimming. Bit by bit, the colossal structure began to take shape. The four builders followed the Lord's instructions to the letter. The ship was 138 meters long, 23 meters wide, and almost 14 meters high. There were three levels or stories within the ship. Each level was divided into many rooms. Noah included a door for entering and leaving the ark, and also a single window. All the seams between the planks were covered on both sides with pitch. Not a single drop of water would get inside the ark. While Noah was working, there was great joy in his heart, for God in his mercy had seen fit to spare him and his family. Yet he felt truly sorry for his corrupt neighbors, who might well be lost forever once the flood came. Naturally, people came by from time to time to see what Noah was doing. They had heard stories about the foolish old man and his strange project. Why would anyone build a ship, and such a big one at that, on dry land where there was no water in sight? Noah's neighbors did not help him with his work. All the same, Noah often put down his hammer and addressed them in an earnest, somber way, telling them about the horrible punishment God had in store for them. All they did in response was laugh. When he warned them in God's name and urged them to repent and beg forgiveness, they scoffed. No one repented, not one. The rhythmic sound of the hammer and the axe was God's way of warning Noah's neighbors. The godless heard that sound when they got up in the morning after a night of sin. And in the evening after they had passed another day in their wicked pastimes, they heard the same rhythmic sound. With each hammer blow, time was running out for them. Despite all that Noah said and did, they refused to listen. Then one day, they heard the hammer and the axe no more. The ark was finished. It was time for an amazing parade. Just as the animals had come to Adam in the Garden of Eden, they now came to Noah in the ark. They came in twos, a male and a female, but there were seven pairs of each clean animal and bird. They were the animal and birds that could be used for sacrifices. The beasts of prey forgot their bloodthirstiness for the moment. The small animals that normally hid timidly in the bushes overcame their shyness. Although they approached the ark full of fear, ready to flee at any sudden move, they calmed down once they were inside. Noah led them to the place he had reserved for them. He had food ready for them to eat. This great miracle was the last of God's many warnings to mankind. But the sinners of Noah's time were so blindsided by their sins that they still refused to listen. Now it was too late. When God gave the command, eight people entered the ark: Noah, his wife, his three sons and their wives. God himself shut the door behind them. The ark with its precious cargo did not move. Inside the ark was life that God had looked upon in grace. Outside the ark was death. Yet the sun continued to shine. Those proud, wicked people who refused to listen to Noah lived on for another week in their horrible sins.
The Story Bible for Older Children, authored by Anne DeVries and published and produced in this digital format by Paideia Press, is brought to you by the Cantaro Institute. All rights reserved.